This is CBS High on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Argentina, the beautiful state of Argentina. What explains why Argentina cannot pay its bills? I welcome Mary Anastasio Grady. She is the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. And she's explaining now why the economy minister of Argentina, Martin Guzman, who was negotiating with the IMF to make up for past debt, has suddenly resigned, and what this means about Argentina's stability now and into the immediate future facing more elections. Mary, a very good evening to you. As I understand, Mr. Guzman was successful in his negotiations with the IMF and was delaying payments to such and such a year that made it manageable. What went wrong? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Yeah, Martin Guzman should have been a hero inside the government of Alberto Fernandez, who's the president of Argentina right now, because he did manage this restructuring of, about $45 billion in debt. They couldn't make their payments this year of $19 billion, next year $20 billion. There was no way they were going to be able to come up with that money. So he renegotiated it. But in order to do that, he had to agree to some very, very mild reforms. And the hard left in the Fernandez government, including Vice President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, who's no relationship to the president, was opposed to any kinds of reforms. They want to keep spending like mad. They want to keep taxing the exporters as a way to print money. They don't see any reason to change any of their habits that got them into this terrible debt problem to start with. So Guzman found himself fighting with Kirchner, and he lost. And he basically thought, as one economist told me, he looked at that and he said it was a war he couldn't win with the weapons that he had been given. So he resigned.
There is an apparent difference of opinion between the vice president, Kirchner, and the president, Fernandez. Does that speak to what is happening now, Mary? They're going in different directions, and Guzman was on the wrong side?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. The new finance minister, they call the minister of the economy, is a woman by the name of Batakis. And, she comes from this very progressive left in Argentina that believes in, modern monetary theory, which is that, it doesn't matter how many pesos you print as long as you tax the rich to pay for them. And they believe in Keynesian spending, but Keynesian spending on steroids, extreme measures of Keynesian spending. And I think that most sane people, even on the left, I mean, there's a moderate left in Argentina, and they are looking at the balance sheet and saying, this has its limits and we have to tighten our belts. We have to try to restore some economic sanity. There's this fight between the two sides. And of course, for Mrs. Kirchner, it's mostly about political power. She sees all these interest groups that have backed her because she's a left-wing populist. And if she were to turn around and say that she was going to cut public sector salaries and, privatize a bunch of these state-owned companies that are fundamentally hemorrhaging the government, that would be very unpopular among her base, among her constituency. And that's why she's fighting it. The moderates lost.
Fernandez, is he a moderate? Does he represent some part of the left that was seeking to resolve these debts?
Well, yes. I mean, I think we have to put him in that category. I don't think he's a genius. I don't think he has, really strong principles. But he represents that more traditional wing of the Peronist party that says, okay, we're Peronists, we're populists, but we have some sanity attached to our economic model. And so he's on that side. And yes, there's a lot of, apparently a lot of infighting between him and the vice president.
The reason I follow that line of reasoning is that you have guided me for years to understand that you've got to know the players in Argentina to understand these debts. The previous president, Macri, won his office because he was going to reform that Keynesian super theory. And you reported that he failed to address it. Now, his successor, the man who ran against him, Fernandez, and defeated him, is also failing to take on the Keynesians, telling me that it really doesn't matter where you come from on the spectrum. The Keynesians are going to win. Are those the unions, Mary? Is that what we're thinking of when we say Keynesians?
Well, this gets to a very philosophical question about how you dismantle a welfare state. I mean, Argentina has a large welfare state, lots of subsidies not just for the poor, subsidies for the middle class, and that those subsidies and those that intervention of the Argentine government in the economy increased during the time of Cristina Kirchner. When Mr. Macri came in as president, he was coming from the center right. He's not particularly a guy who's really devoted to market economics. But that was the sense that people got, that he was going to try to restore the market and the role of the market in the Argentine economy, which at one time, you know, 100 years ago, made Argentina a very rich country. Now, what happened there is that he was unable to do it because he worried that if he turned around to Argentines and said, you know, party's over, gang, we got to go back to like earning a living the honest way, it would be too difficult. He didn't have a majority in Congress, so he sort of tiptoed around the topic. He didn't have the ideological commitments in his heart, so he wasn't able to go out and make the case very strongly. And he ran out of time. And in the end, the IMF, I think, thought that he was going to be reelected, so they gave him a bunch of money to try to help him get over that period of time where, you know, there was a run on the peso in 2018. And of course, he didn't get reelected. So Argentina returned to the same place. Now, once again, this government's very unpopular. The economy's in the tank. Inflation is soaring. And the center right might have another chance. But again, question is, can they sell the idea of a smaller welfare state to the Argentine public? That's not clear.
The inflation is said to be running at double digits. I've heard the number 70. That's high enough to make anybody recognize there is disorder. We have 9.1% inflation in the U.S., and we're frightened. Are the people of Buenos Aires frightened about what comes next with inflation that wild? We just have it less than a minute, Mary.
Yeah, I mean, I would think, I think certainly not just Buenos Aires, but all of Argentina. And the, one of the principal problems is that they no longer want to hold the peso because it's, as one economist told me, it's trash. I mean, it's just been devalued so much. People don't want to hold it. And when demand to hold the local currency collapses, that's when you enter into kind of a spiraling hyperinflation. And that's the fear now. It's on track to end the year maybe at 80%. But going into the triple digits is not out of the question.
Mary Anastasia Grading, writing of Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina. Again, questions to be asked and answered about can it pay its debts and can it control inflation? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.